Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will be from 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32, and it reads, "Of the sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command." There are several things worthy of mention from this text of scripture. The first thing is the fact that the sons of Issachar understood the times or their times. The second thing is that due to this fact, they also knew what Israel ought to do at the time. As a result of understanding their times and knowing what ought to be done, they became leaders of the pack. If you understand the times, you will know what to do. If you know what to do, others who don't know what to do at the time will be at your command, even in the marketplace, your business, or at your career level. I believe that it was Dr. Robert Schuller who said that the key to relevance in a community is to find a need and fill it. Find a hurt and heal it. So, start by taking time to do your homework in researching and thinking along these lines. What do the people need? What do my clients need? What gaps are there in the market that can be leveraged on to my advantage? Then, come up with a strategy to acquire, develop, or refine those skills for deployment as may be required in your particular situation or circumstance. Don't play the victim game by being reactive and asking, "Why is this happening to me?" Rather, step up and think like a victor as you proact by asking, "What can I do about this to get things right?" As you seek to refine your skills or reskill as it may be applicable to you, I want to suggest that you focus on the areas of your gifts, passion, and abilities as much as possible. This is because focusing on these areas will place you at an advantage because you'll be operating from a position of strength rather than one of weakness as you pivot, sharpen, or refine your skills. You may choose a particular niche that you're comfortable with and confident about, where you can deploy your vast array of experience, core competencies, and capabilities as you bring them to bear for the moment. You may have to step out of your comfort zone after you have identified a gap and unlearn so that you can relearn or learn a new skill altogether that will help you to stay in demand. The place of relevant skill acquisition for these times or any time in particular cannot be overemphasized. Hear what Solomon said to his son in Proverbs 22 and verse 29. "Observe people who are good at their work. Skilled workers are always in demand and admired. They don't take a backseat to anyone." Make a commitment to diligence and acquisition of the relevant skills in your life in this season that will propel and elevate you to a new position and vista of relevant possibilities. You can do it because you already have what it takes. Now, let's take the declaration together and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because you are the God of all grace. I receive the grace to be diligent and to acquire new skills relevant to my strengths and giftings. As a result, I become a reference point and the go-to person in my area of specialty due to the spirit of excellence that's at work in my life. I decree and declare that all of my products, goods, and services are always in demand and admired. I don't take a backseat to anyone. In Yeshua's name, Amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare Yeshua HaMashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name, Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com, using Next Steps as the subject so that I can help you grow into maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations Podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeku, or simply copy the link and paste in your browser. I will take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeku, and before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May He lift up His countenance upon you and may He give you peace. In Yeshua's name, Amen.